With KUAR News, I'm Sarah Weitz-Kotacek. Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson announced a three-part plan for addressing the state's overcrowded prison system yesterday. Hutchinson's $64 million plan includes $50 million for nearly 800 new prison beds through contracts with county jails and in other facilities across the state and in Texas. The plan also allots $14 million for additional parole and probation officers and for reentry and alternative sentencing program.
So there's many options here and a flexible approach. If we're able to change behavior and our reentry system starts working, then hopefully we'll be able to reduce the long-term investment that might be needed even in more prison facilities down the road.
Last year, the Department of Correction proposed a $100 million plan to build a new prison for the state's nearly 2,500 state inmates backed up in county jails. The governor said early in his term he would not support the new prison. Wendy Kelly, who runs the Department of Correction, says she is satisfied with Hutchinson's plan.
It looks like we're getting to add beds, and that's what we wanted to do. The governor referenced a $50 million plan, and that is something that we provided to him. So I think it's simply that he wants to phase it in. He wants to make sure that we're going to need those extra beds before he spends, allocates money towards that.
White County Judge Michael Lincoln says he believes his county, which recently built a new 300-bed facility, would be interested in a contract with the state to house inmates. He says there are currently 50 to 60 state inmates in county jails, and the state owes the county roughly $150,000.
We'll be seeing if we can get our name in the hopper right off the bat. But, the key is that contractual agreement, because we're tired of paying the bill. We're tired of the county being used as a credit card and not even paid interest on that credit. We want reimbursement for what we're providing for the state.
Republican Senator David Sanders of Little Rock has pushed for more stringent state parole system in recent years. He said he would vote for this proposal.
I think first and foremost, it's a much more economical way to provide beds than sort of the old outdated model of going and sticking a prison somewhere in some county and moving forward with that. I like the approach. I like the flexibility. I like the recognition of looking for options, even some outside the boundaries of our state.
Hutchinson says he expects lawmakers to introduce bills to fund his plan in upcoming weeks. Sarah Weitz-Kotacek, KUAR News.